Welcome to this episode of Mercy Can't Stop Her. I am your host, Judith Cambia Obatusa, JKO. On today's episode, we'll be exploring the answer to the question, can we truly know or love God without knowing or loving ourselves? We often seek God outside ourselves through rituals, scriptures, and religious practices. But what if the divine resides within us? The Holy Scriptures tell us that we are made in the image of God. Could it be that understanding ourselves better is a gateway to understanding the divine? Could it be that there is a connection between self-awareness, self-love, and our understanding of the divine? Take a moment to just think about that. Now, imagine standing before a mirror. Not just any mirror, but a sacred mirror that reflects the essence of your being. When you look into this mirror, what do you see? What is the reflection staring back at you? Do you see flaws or imperfections, or do you see the radiant light of your soul? Do you see love or judgment? Do you see the beautifully imperfect human beings staring back at you? Or do you see all the things you wish you could change? When you look into this mirror, what do you see? Our relationship with ourselves mirrors our relationship with God. If we can't love the imperfect, evolving soul within us, if we can't love the imperfect person that we are, how can we truly love the divine? Self-love, it's not vanity. It is reverence for the sacred vessel that carries our spirit. When we embrace our quirks, scars, inadequacies, imperfections, and vulnerabilities, we honor the divine spark within. Many spiritual traditions emphasize the importance of a relationship with the divine. But what if that relationship hinges on another often overlooked connection, the one we have with ourselves? This question has been going around my mind and I've tried to discuss it with others. What if all that time that I was using to say I was a Christian, what if I used that time to know myself so that I could be the woman God meant me to be? And for many of us, this is how we're living. We go to church, we volunteer, we expand ourselves and feel that we are connected in a spiritual way. We're spiritual people. Yet, we don't even know who we are. We don't know what makes us tick. We can't even be by ourselves. So we put all these activities around us so that we don't get that moment with ourselves. So many times we see God outside of ourselves. In churches, in books, in other people. But what if God is not just out there, but also within us? The Bible tells us that we are the temple of God and that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, will come and reside inside of us when we invite Him in by accepting Jesus as our Savior. So if we say that God can be found within us, would we not be correct, especially if we are Christians? The ancient wisdom of mystics and sages across cultures suggests that the divine spark resides within each of us, waiting to be awakened. But how can we awaken this divine essence if we don't even know ourselves? Imagine God. It's a breathtaking landscape. We can read the descriptions, we can see the photos, but the true awe comes from standing within that landscape, feeling the wind on our face. Self-love is like climbing the mountain. To reach that vista, you feel the wind on your face. It is through self-discovery that we gain the perspective and capacity to fully appreciate the divine. Think about it. If we are constantly critical of ourselves, if we struggle with self-worth, how can we truly grasp the concept of unconditional love, a cornerstone of many religions? How can we accept God's love for us if we can't even accept ourselves? It's not all doom and gloom. Here is the good news. Self-love is not narcissism. It's about understanding, accepting, and appreciating who you are, flaws and all. It's about treating yourself with kindness and compassion just as you would a loved one. It's like we're all walking around with a little piece of the divine inside us, just waiting to be acknowledged and embraced. But how can we embrace that divine essence if we're constantly at war with ourselves? Society often teaches us to feel shame about our imperfections. But what if we unlearned that shame? What if we saw our struggles as stepping stones toward growth? God doesn't judge. God loves us unconditionally. Can we extend the same grace to ourselves? This is the journey I have been on. This is the journey I want to share with everyone who is listening. Think about it. The tree does not berate its own branches for bending in the wind. It simply grows toward the light. Perhaps self-love is our way of growing toward the divine light. All the years I spent trying to please people, trying to be who they wanted me to be, trying to fit in. If I spent those years knowing who I was and living my life with the confidence that I'm okay, that I'm good enough, what difference would I have had? What difference would I have made in my life as a parent to my children? What difference would I have made in the outcomes of my investments into relationships, into situations? Think about it regarding yourself. To know God is to know oneself. It's not about going to church alone. It's not about speaking what we call Christianese. It's not about, saying the right words. It's about peeling back the layers of conditioning, societal expectations, and self-limiting beliefs. Peeling those layers back to uncover the truth of who we are. And in that truth, find God. Self-discovery is not for the faint of heart. The truth is that it's not always easy. It requires courage to confront our shadows, compassion to embrace vulnerabilities, and acceptance to love ourselves unconditionally, in spite of our inadequacies. Self-discovery is about diving headfirst into the messy parts of ourselves, the parts we'd rather keep hidden away. But guess what? Those messy parts are where the magic happens. Because when we take the time to truly know ourselves, the good, bad, the messy, we begin to see glimpses of something greater within us. As we come to know ourselves, we will not be able to help falling in love with who we are. Not in a conceited or self-absorbed way, but in a deep, soulful way. It's like we're finally seeing ourselves for who we truly are: messy, imperfect, and absolutely divine. I learned something. You know that in moments of stillness, we are able to touch the sacred. When we meditate, pray, or simply breathe, we connect with the silence within. I have learned that within this silence, we can hear God's whispers of love and guidance. As we learn to connect with the silence, we will begin to recognize the divine presence within. We will begin to see God in the depths of our being, in the whispers of our intuition, and in the beauty of our humanity. Loving ourselves means listening to that inner silence, trusting its wisdom, and knowing that we are enough just as we are. And the beauty of it is, as we come to know ourselves, we come to love ourselves. Like I said before, not in a narcissistic or egotistical way, but in a deeply sacred way, where I realize that loving ourselves is not separate from loving God. It is an expression of our love for God. When we love ourselves, we honor the divine within us. We treat ourselves with kindness, respect, and compassion, recognizing that we are worthy of love simply because we exist. And in that act of self-love, we create space for the divine to flow through us, to guide us, inspire us, and transform us into vessels of light and love, pouring out that same light and love that we received into the world around us, into the lives of other people. By cultivating self-love, we become much more open, more receptive to the divine. We become better vessels of love, allowing us to not only love God more fully, but also to extend that love outward to others. It's a beautiful ripple effect. That's what we call the overflow. So the next time you seek God, don't forget to look within. Embrace the sacred mirror of your soul. And you may just find that the God you've been searching for all around has been within you all along. All it takes is surrender. Surrendering yourself to learning about yourself so that you can allow the divine flow through you. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with some wisdom from the Bible and a few quotes from famous figures that resonate with today's topic. Let's start with a verse from the Bible, Psalm 139 verse 14, which says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Isn't that beautiful? This verse reminds us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made just as we are with our messiness. The woman I admire dearly and greatly, Maya Angelou, once said, "I do not trust people who don't love themselves and yet tell me I love you." There is an African saying which is, "Be careful when a naked person offers you a shirt." So if you don't love yourself, how can you love others? If you don't know yourself, how can others even begin to know who you are? That's what some people call them chameleons, because they don't even know who they are. They don't come the way they are. They're not authentic. So if they get to this place, if you say, "I'm a Christian," when you get people that are not Christians, you behave like them, you talk like them. Then when you're with Christians, you raise holy hands. You are neither here nor there. The Bible says, "Those that are neither hot nor cold," God said, "if you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out. My mouth, I'll spit you out." You have to be hot or cold. Maya Angelou's words are powerful words. They remind us that true love and acceptance start from within. We cannot afford to be hot or cold. Lukewarm. We need to be hot. We need to be ourselves before we can make a difference in other people's lives. Finally, let us turn to the words of Rumi, the 13th century Persian poet, who said, "The wound is the place where the light enters you." A beautiful reminder that our messiness, our wounds, they are not something to hide or be ashamed of. They are where the light of God enters our lives. So, no matter what is broken, what looks broken, what seems broken in your life, mistakes you made in the past, situation, the chaos you're living in, if you let yourself embrace silence, if you invest in knowing who you are, you will see the hand of God making a difference in your life. I'm using you to make a difference in other people's lives. So take some time this week to reflect on your relationship with yourself. Remember, a strong foundation of self-love allows you to build a more profound connection with the divine and with the world around you. Thank you for joining me on this messy journey of self-discovery and self-love. Remember, you are messy, but you are divine and you are loved always. I would also like to share something special with you. If you would like an opportunity to dive deeper into your journey of self-discovery, I would like to invite you to the Healing the Heart Retreat taking place on the beautiful island of Tobago from May 13 to 17. This transformational experience is designed to help you heal old wounds, release limiting beliefs, and reconnect with your true essence. At Healing the Heart, you'll be guided through powerful healing practices, nurturing workshops, and soul-nourishing activities, all in a supportive and loving environment. So if you're ready to embrace your own personal messiness, love yourself fiercely, and deepen your connection with the divine, then this retreat is for you. Click on the Healing the Heart Retreat link in the show notes to learn more and reserve your spot today. We still have a few spots left, and like I said, people that go to that link from Mexican Stopper get a $500 discount. Trust me, this is an opportunity for transformation that you won't want to miss. My sisters, I thank you for joining me on this messy adventure called life, even through this podcast. Until next time, stay true to yourself. Embrace your messiness. Once again, I say embrace it. And never forget that you are loved beyond measure. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend who will benefit from it. And remember, keep shining your light, because the world needs your messy brilliance. When you do this, messy won't stop you. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.